The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. Brethren, be ye followers of God as most dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath delivered himself for us, an oblation and a sacrifice to God for an odor of sweetness. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not so much as be named among you as becometh saints, nor obscenity, nor foolish talking, nor scurrility, which is to no purpose, but rather giving of thanks. For know ye this, and understand, that no fornicator, nor unclean, nor covetous person, which is a serving of idols, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the anger of God upon the children of unbelief. Be ye not therefore partakers with them, for you were heretofore darkness, but now light in the Lord. Walk then as children of the light, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness and justice and truth. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 9. At that time, Jesus was casting out a devil, and the same was dumb. And when he had cast out the devil, the dumb spoke, and the multitudes were in admiration at it. But some of them said, "He casteth out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of devils." And others, tempting, asked of him a sign from heaven. But he, seeing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself shall be brought to desolation, and house upon house shall fall. And if Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that through Beelzebub I cast out devils. Now if I cast out devils by Beelzebub, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I by the finger of God cast out devils, doubtless the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man armed keepeth his court, those things which he possesseth are in peace. But if a stronger than he come upon him and overcome him, he will take away all his armor wherein he trusted, and will distribute his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through places without water, seeking rest, and not finding, he saith, I will return into my house whence I came out. And when he has come, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then he goeth and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and entering in, they dwell there. And the last state of that man becomes worse than the first." And it came to pass, as he spoke these things, a certain woman from the crowd, lifting up her voice, said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee, and the paps that gave thee suck." But he said, "Yea, rather blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." So the words of today's Holy Gospel. Every kingdom divided against itself shall be brought to desolation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Many years ago, Father O'Connell, who was a noted Redemptorist and a convert to the Catholic Church, once made this statement. He said, "Among the causes that led me toward the Church were some very simple words spoken by a poor Irish laborer. Father O'Connell explained that when he had heard these words, he was studying at the University of Cambridge. Now, Cambridge is an Anglican university. Father O'Connell went on to say that a fellow student who was also a non-Catholic had invited him to visit a Catholic church. And so he writes, it was a very small building in an obscure street in the suburbs, and we had some difficulty finding it. We got the keys from a poor Catholic man who lived nearby. And after we had looked at the church, my friend, who was fond of a joke, began to tease the poor Irishman. "Why, Paddy," he said, "do you think you've got the truth all to yourselves down in this little back street here? Do you really believe all our learned doctors and divines in the university are in error about our religious doctrines?" Well, after thinking for a moment, Paddy answered, "Well, sir, I suppose they're very learned, but there's definitely one problem there. Why, they can't even agree while we Catholics are all one in our beliefs." Father O'Connell then admitted, "I often thought of that answer, and the more I thought of it, the more wisdom did I see in it." In today's gospel, my dear friends, our Lord cast out a devil from a man who was dumb. The man could not speak. However, when our Lord expelled the devil, the man was able to speak again. And when he began to talk, the people were in admiration at our Lord's miracle, and they were inclined to believe in him. Our Lord's enemies, however, were further moved to hatred by this miracle and were more firmly planted in their unbelief. They sought to suppress the growing faith in Christ. Therefore, they attempted to diminish the people's belief in our Lord with the blasphemous assertion that he cast out devils by Beelzebub. The Pharisees could not deny the fact of the miracle, and so they tried to undermine our Lord's claim to be the Messiah by means of this slanderous accusation. They charged him of being in league with Beelzebub, who was the prince of the devils. And by this charge, they intended to suppress the people's enthusiasm and to destroy their faith. But our Lord, knowing their wily ways, defended his claim as the Messiah. In casting out the devil, our Lord had invoked the name of God the Father to expel the devil. And so he said, "If I, by the finger of God, cast out devils, doubtless the kingdom of God is come upon you." Thus it is only by the name of God that a devil may be cast out. Yet because of the coldness of their hearts, they would not believe. Now, as our Lord spoke these things, a certain woman from the crowd, lifting up her voice, said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee." And in response to these words of the woman from the crowd, our Lord said, "It is true that his mother indeed is blessed." And he went on to say that those who imitate her had the greatest claim to be called blessed, because they hear the word of God and do his will. These events of the gospel in today's Mass occurred during the last year of our Lord's life. That means that our Lord had been preaching about the kingdom of heaven for almost 3 years. Our Lord said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." However, the Jews were not receptive to the divine message of the kingdom of God, for they did not have charity. And since they did not have charity, they did not believe and did not love the truth. They stopped their ears at the preaching of our Lord. They sought to discourage their people from giving credence to our Lord. And when truth was revealed to them in the person of our Lord, they rejected him. That is, the Jews, for the greater part, rejected Christ and his teachings. They rejected the church he came to establish. And hence, they rejected his kingdom. But the messianic kingdom, that is the kingdom of God here on earth, has been established. Christ established his kingdom through his death and resurrection. Now, my dear friends, the question is, have you established the kingdom of God in your heart? Have you made Christ the center of your home and family? Paddy, in a story, was a strong Catholic. He knew the church was one in her teachings, and he loved the unity of the church. This unity comes from God, whereas division is the work of the devil. Satan loves to sow discord and disunity. Our Lord, in today's gospel, referring to the work of the devil, tells us every kingdom divided against itself will be brought to desolation. To protect ourselves from this downfall, let us be united. Let us be united in our efforts as to a same single goal. Let us ensure unity in our homes by firmly establishing the reign of the Sacred Heart in our homes and in our lives. Parents, instill in your children a love and a devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. If you have not enthroned the Sacred Heart in your home, make arrangements to do this. When you set up a throne for the Sacred Heart in your home, you make him the center around which all revolves. In the home wherein the Sacred Heart resides, there is no room for his adversary, the devil. If you have already enthroned the Sacred Heart in your home, gather there for the family prayers and the rosary. As a kingdom that is divided against itself cannot stand, so too the family that does not pray together will not stand. Imitate Our Lady, who also kept our Lord in her heart, and you too will be called blessed. For as our Lord said, "Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." If you establish the reign of the Sacred Heart in your home, your household will not be divided. Rather, you will have fulfilled our Lord's request to St. Margaret Mary to spread devotion to his Sacred Heart. And in return, he will keep his promise and he will establish peace in your homes. Come then, my dear faithful, and establish the reign of the Sacred Heart in your own hearts, and remember the promise of our Lord, who said, I will bless every place where a picture of my heart shall be set up and honored. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.